Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise His blessed name.
You got to
praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise His blessed name. You got to
praise Ahayah through Yeshaya.
Praise His blessed name. You know why you get blessings when you praise Him?
Because blessings start to fall.
Blessings start to fall when you praise His blessed name.
Through Yeshaya.
Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. Praise His blessed name. I like that shirt my wife's got on, fearfully and wonderfully made, just like it says in the book of Psalms.
And we got to do a mixler earlier, and we give Ahayah all the praise through Yeshaya.
And Devil now, tried to take it out, but
yeah, they tried. I mean to tell you, didn't they?
Yeah, but couldn't.
No, Ahayah stuck with us through it almost until the last 3 hours of it. How much was it we ended up getting?
2 hours and a few minutes, I think. But praise Ahayah, though.
Well, no, it was 2 hours and almost 30 minutes, I think, or something. 2 hours, maybe 15.
I'm not sure.
But anyway, y'all, it is what it is. We're just thankful we can get any out at all because we're doing our broadcast off of hotspots.
Here in the wilderness. Over here in
praise Ahayah for
Chakota or Choctaw. I don't know how to pronounce it here in Oklahoma.
Chakota, I believe. So we have been, we've just been here for a day or two, and we've been boondocking. And if y'all don't know what that is, that's, you know, staying.
We got here Friday, but praise Ahayah, we wound up at this campground.
Yes, and we
today,
can plug Lord. In and not have to use the generator.
Which the generator works, praise Ahayah.
Yes, it just don't like to run the coffee pot that much, but because the coffee pot seems to be what really pulls power, don't it?
Yeah, or it may be combination. Of...
We haven't tried to run a heater or anything off of our generator because of gas.
That's right. And because the generator...
But we really haven't needed it. We just cover up real good with quilts and blankets at night. And then during the day, the sun heats it up so nice.
That's right. And praise Ahayah, we're...
Oh, and sometimes we start the
tonight
motor.
And... Tomorrow night, too, praise Ahayah.
Yes, and we start the motor, too, on the RV to where it will heat up, you know, and that helps it in the mornings.
Yeah, when we're boondocking.
Mm-hmm. But we do it because we love Ahayah, and he said to go into all the world.
And preach the gospel to every creature.
And we are evangelist James. I'm Evangelist Louise, and he's Evangelist James.
And we're with scriptures across the world.
I think they knew what we meant.
Yep.
Our regular
we're
listeners.
With scriptures across the world in Watchman Street Ministry. Here on Repent Radio, on Anchor.fm and Spotify for podcasters. And we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And that number is 407-476-7163.
And it's available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And wow, we went and covered some of the texts that we had gotten in, because we received text and calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at that number.
Yeah.
And it's a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line. And we've been covering some of those and had a really good broadcast on Mixler.
And so we thought that we would...
We better go over here and share some
of what we were bringing out on Mixler. Unless you want to bring that on Mixler on the next one.
We still can. I mean, next one or not.
But anyways, we were talking
about it again,
the fallen angels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And also these eclipses that's going on.
Uh-huh. Fallen angels, planets, flat earth.
Yep. And flat earth will not send someone to hell unless you make the flat earth your
And we
God.
Lost connection on Mixler when we got to the part, what does it mean in Revelation 6:12 that the moon became as blood. But the last text that we read from the praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line was about flat earth sending you to hell. What in the world?
Because something about a Satanist.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's different.
That wasn't on that one. That was on one that was before that.
I want to be able to save this.
Revelation 6, verse 12.
For the next time.
And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became dark as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it was rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Well, you know, smoke would cover to where you can't see stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that could make it to where the moon would, you know, appear darker or like reddish.
Uh-huh. We can save that and talk about it again over there on Mixler at another time.
Because that was originally...
But I think we should talk about on here, don't you?
Well, this is what we'll talk about.
The Antichrist, I was going to say, too.
We can talk about, well, the Antichrist.
Well, what were you going to say?
Well, we were going to bring up a thing about, well, the 25th is going to be the blood red moon. Then April 8th is going to be that solar eclipse. And did you know that they're saying it's going to rain all day Monday? And Monday night it's going to be, you know, cloudy and stuff. And we know they use chemtrails and all. Probably make it to where you can't see that eclipse, you know? Because they're hiding the stuff from you. And then they're also talking about what? A devil comet.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Can you Google devil comet and see what it says?
We were talking about wandering stars earlier.
Well, a devil comet sounds like it can be,
yeah, that's what we were talking about. Remember? Them being wandering stars.
Yeah. And then NASA's trying to say devil comet.
So, devil comet?
Yeah.
Revelation 12:12. Then it gives Revelation 12:9.
Does it say anything about NASA?
Revelation 20:10. Yeah, the devil comet is headed our way. Astronomy magazine. Britannica.
So hidden in plain sight.
Britannica 7 days ago.
When is it coming? When is it coming, they're saying?
Ooh. Beelzebub. When is it coming?
Yeah.
NBC News has got something. Or did it already? This was October 27, 2023.
When did they say that it was?
You'd have to watch. This summer. Let's see. That was in 2023.
Because I know we said something about it was supposed to be here March 25th.
April 21st? Wait a minute. A comet with two distinct horns of gas and ice.
Yeah.
Earning its nickname Devil Comet, is speeding through the inner solar system and may be visible to the naked eye in the spring when it reaches its closest point to Earth. The celestial object, formerly known as Comet 12P, Pons-Brooks. Does Pons-Brooks, P-O-N-S-Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S, does not pose a threat to the planet. Instead, the Cosmic Inner Looper provides an opportunity for sky watchers to try to spot the comet as it nears Earth on its 71-year orbit around the Sun. Comet 12P, Pons Brooks, will reach perihelion, or the point in its orbit closest to the Sun, on April the 21st, 2024. That's coming up. Shortly after that, on June the 2nd, the comet will pass closest to Earth. During that time, if conditions are clear and skies are dark enough, astronomers have said that the comet may be bright enough to see with the naked eye. In the meantime, it's also been putting on a show if you have a powerful telescope. What do you think that is? The comet has a core of dust, gas, and ice, surrounded by a bright cloud of gas known as a coma.
Coma. C-O-M-A.
Yes. That's what it says.
Think about that. But then Luis was saying today, talking about it, the, well, maybe he meant April 21st for that one, but a blood moon on the 25th of this month. Then you've got April 8th, that deal, you know.
Is that the same as Nibiru that they're talking about here?
It can be. You're looking up Nibiru?
No, I'm just asking.
Look up Nibiru. Or Planet X. And we're not talking about Twitter.
Okay.
Though you know, though Planet X, with that name X, and then you've got the owner of Twitter.
How do you spell Nibiru, or ever how you say that?
I think it's N-I-B-I-R-U. I'm not sure.
Okay, so we want to know if scripture says anything about this Nibiru. Is that right?
Well, what does that name mean?
Okay, it's a name given to a large planetary object that's supposedly going to crash into Earth at some point in the not so distant future. Some believe that Nibiru is what scripture refers to as wormwood. That's the one they believe that is wormwood.
Wormwood can also be a nuclear, you know, the radiation.
Revelation 8, 10, and 11.
Revelation 8. Mm-hmm. 10 and 11. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
Ahai is going to destroy this earth.
Yeah.
And
with fire.
Also, there's going to be a new heaven.
And the new earth.
Because it says in Revelation 21, verse 1.
Yeah.
It says, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot to be studied here in this. A lot. What does that mean? What is wormwood? You know, it's supposedly the planet Nibiru.
And then what I brought up nuclear is
right.
Because in Russian, ask what is wormwood in Russian.
Okay. You want me to really ask?
Yeah.
What is wormwood in Russian?
In Russian, you would say, "Горькая полынь."
And I always thought it was Chernobyl.
What?
Chernobyl.
Just a minute. I have to translate it. I'm not sure.
Or ask him, what does Chernobyl mean?
What does Chernobyl mean?
According to Wikipedia, the Chernobyl disaster began on the 26th of April 1986 with the explosion of the number 4 reactor of the Chernobyl nuclear power plant near the city of Pripyat in the north of the Ukrainian SSR, close to the border with the Byelorussian SSR in the Soviet Union.
Ask, what does Chernobyl mean? The word, what does the word Chernobyl mean?
It was a disaster. Okay. In Russian and Ukrainian, the word Chernobyl means black weed and is a member of the wormwood family.
Now, what did you say?
The Ukrainian city of Chernobyl was so named after the abundance of this weed growing in and around the city.
Called what?
Chernobyl.
Called what?
Ukraine.
Called wormwood. Wormwood.
Yeah.
What is it saying here? The star called what? Wormwood.
Mm-hmm.
Wormwood. Chernobyl, nuclear.
Yeah, true.
So could that be the nuclear bombs coming in, like what may be destroying the United States or something? Nuclear bombs. The radiation off of them, making it be like wormwood. Chernobyl was a nuclear plant that...
They still have two survivors from that. They all three survived, but one has passed since. So, both chief engineers of one of the reactor sections are still alive and live in the capital, Kiev.
Kiev, or Kyiv.
Yeah.
That's in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But it, we were just getting at it was Russian for wormwood. And so,
wow, yeah.
I just thought that I would bring that up because wormwood, that could be talking about nuclear bombs coming, because it would look like it's coming from the sky when it's coming out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's demons getting the people to do that. So the fallen angels and stuff getting the people to, or them being in charge. Because we know that they clone people these days. So a lot of these leaders may not actually be people. They were, but then they can kill them off and make somebody look like them. Called like sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
And we do believe that they do sacrifices still. Because how does these people get so much money? And fame and fortune, they sell their souls. Or they think they can sell their souls, and Satan loves it up, giving them what they want as long as they do what he says.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Because they want that fame and fortune. And he gives it to them to make them think.
That's a good thing. He wants them to think.
Yep, for what is a man profited? Matthew 16, verse 26. If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Think about that. You don't want to sell your soul for no rock and roll or...
No.
Or all the money in the world ain't going to. When you're burning for eternity... That's way too long. You don't want to be burning for eternity. 1,000 years is one day, according to Ahaya. Yeah.
Wow.
So if 1,000 years is one day to them, just think if you lived a week, with him, it would, you know, 7 days would be what? 7,000 years. If you have 364 days in a year, wow, that's 364,000 years to be 1 year with Ahaya.
Sorry, excuse me. Oh, pay attention to what you're doing there, James.
I am.
Everything's fine.
Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3.
We got to stay with Ruach Kadosh, don't we?
Yes, we do.
No matter what.
And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8.
Through
Yeshaya. And it's 2:02 in the morning here. Praise Ahaya. Okay, 2 Peter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Ahaya as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Think about that, y'all. And that's eternity. One day with him's 1,000 of our years. And the thing about it, though, is no man has ever lived to be a day old according to what was just said. 1,000 years is one day. The oldest man in history to live, Methuselah, he lived 969 years. That was 31 years shy of one day old, according to that 1,000 years. And nowadays, if we live to be 100 years old, we only live a tenth of a day. A tenth of a day old. But praise Ahaya, one day we'll live to be like.
Praise Ahaya.
Because we'll be with him for eternity. Just because our bodies die right anytime, hey, doesn't mean our spirits will. And he'll give us a new body. And we may still be living here when Yeshaya comes back and be changed in the twinkle of an eye. We're not talking about being raptured out. We're just talking about, and we'll be changed in the twinkle of an eye.
That's right.
So we need to be ready, y'all. Like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the Torah law. But thanks be to Ahayah, which giveth us the victory through our Master Yeshaya Mashiach. So we must remember that. So we need to repent of our sins and get baptized, keep the commandments, and live for Ahayah through Yeshaya. And believe and put your faith, hope, and trust in Yeshaya. And one day you'll be taking off the corruption and putting on the incorrupt. And taking off the mortality and putting on the immortality.
Yes.
Praise Ahayah.
Always.
That's right, always. Because 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Messiah, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So, we become a new creature through Yeshaya. So you need them in your life so you can and get baptized for the remission of sins and for the sins of your forefathers in the names of Ahayah, Yeshaya, and the Ruach Kadosh.
Yes, we forgot to bring that out earlier on Mixler. But that's, we do baptize in, just like my beloved evangelist James said.
We brought up that they may want to get baptized.
Yeah, but we didn't say that. In the names of Ahayah and Yeshaya.
And the Ruach Kadosh for the remission of sins and for the sins of your forefathers.
Mm-hmm, we didn't. So I'm glad you brought that out on here.
We'll bring it out on the next broadcast for sure on Mixler.
Yeah, we had a hard time keeping our connection, it seemed.
Yeah, because we had to let one go that was 16, 17 minutes, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I could have published it. Really. Now I understand, you know.
Yeah.
That I could have, but we're just learning.
Yes, we are.
We haven't had Mixler that long, or haven't done that many broadcasts yet.
Not yet. But we've done over 700 and something on the Anchor.
Yes, praise Ahayah. Y'all there can go back and hear on Anchor on Repent Radio and listen to them in the archives.
That's right. We even do teachings that are like scripture reads.
The Seeing Gospel, and we also read from
the Yasset,
which is the clean version
of the KJV that Timothy Neal Sorsdahl.
And there's more books.
Piled.
That, you know, there's more like that one book, The Essene Gospels. That's a really awesome book that we've been reading.
Yeah. And
you can get it off Amazon.
Yes, you can. For $25, $30. Praise Ahayah through Yeshaya. for everything. And
we sure are thankful we received our books.
Yeah, and come this next month, April the 18th, makes 2 years. April 18th will make 2 years that we've been animal meat free.
Yes, we are.
That's right.
And we are very thankful.
And we're happy about it, too, that we gave it up.
Yeah, we don't miss it. I'm making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches right now with it's lemon preserves. Actually, it's lemon fruit spread. And it just has lemon, sugar, citric acid, and pectin.
And pectin is plant.
Yes. No animal.
That's right. And praise Ahaya for everything. And people, you do not want to take any vaccines. You'd be putting, I don't know what, in you.
All kinds of stuff.
And I had a dream last night. People were all having their shots.
And
I had a needle with a thank cup. And no, I didn't. I threw it down and left.
Did you tell me you started singing, hi-ya, hi-ya,
hi-ya? Yeah.
I thought you told me that. Inca kike, is that how you say it? Inca what? What is it? Inca kike, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can listen to him over on YouTube. He's an Indian. He's a Native American Indian.
Yeah.
And he knows Ahaya.
Yes, he does. I hope he does. I mean, he sings that song.
I believe he does. And he plays the flute so beautiful. Inka. I can't just leave people hanging.
Well, why don't we wind up when we end it with that sound. But anyways, people, do not take the vaccine because that can be, if it ain't the mark of the beast, it's the beginning of it.
We just received a prayer request from Intercessors for America. It says, breaking, urgent action on AI urged. Threats are escalating. Strategic prayer. News on AI. Government report. Suggest urgent action. So let's be praying about this.
Father Ahaya, your will be done in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. That's probably a boat.
I'm not sure.
Or a helicopter? We're right here on a...
Yeah, it's a chopper.
we're on a what you'd call a Army Corps park.
And it's flying across the lake.
So it's, you think it's military?
Probably not. It's probably air patrol. I don't know. Hospital.
Probably. But praise the high. We got less than 15 minutes.
What was I looking going to do?
For when we end, to do that song, a hiya, hiya, ho.
Oh, yes. And tell everyone how to spell it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 407.
476-7163.
Share your praise reports, prayer requests, or if, you know, you just may say, I need prayer. I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for whoever you might need prayer for.
But give us a call at 407-476-7163.
You might want to share a testimony.
And
or have something to talk about, you know, that ministry.
Yeah.
A message.
May want to sing a song. You may want to sing a song or say a poem or
play the guitar.
Sing a song.
Oh, it ain't time yet, or is it?
It
we
can
go
be.
Ahead.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and close off. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll be on there later today. Just like we said, it's 2:18 in the morning here.
It's Inka Kike, Inkakike. And this is Hiya, Hiya, Ho. And that's how you can find him. Inka Kike, Inkakike on YouTube. Much love and much shalom and many prayers. And we praise Ahaya for all that call and text in, because it really truly shines the light out for others.
Yes,
and
it
lifts up Ahaya and Yeshaya.
Praise
and encourages
Ahaya.
So many.
Yeah.
Praise Ahaya. Much love.
Shalom, everyone. Thank you.
Oh,